Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow applauded the House of Representatives for passing President Biden's Build Back Better Act. Stabenow says it's all about lowering costs for American families and making critical investments to help us combat climate change. She added, especially in partnership with our farmers, ranchers, foresters, and rural communities. I'm fully committed to passing the Build Back Better Act in the Senate. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says Americans need this important legislation to build up the middle class and American competitiveness. Ag Secretary Vilsack also says debt relief and access to credit are vital to keeping thousands of farmers in business. Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
Legislation already passed and the pending Build Back Better bill both have provisions for some farmer debt relief and for better access to credit for some producers.
These are not farmers that can easily go into a bank and then be able to secure the credit necessary to put a crop in the ground.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says these are farmers who mostly deal with the lender of last resort. That's the USDA. And Vilsack told reporters,
under the terms and conditions of this debt relief proposal, we're going to see a lot of these farmers get a little bit of assistance, a little bit of help, a little bit of a leg up. Maybe they weren't able to benefit as extensively from some of the other COVID relief assistances. Packages that have been provided before. This gives them the ability to stay in business, stay on the farm, and gives them a little bit of breathing room, which I think is really, really important.
Especially, he says, important for beginning farmers and socially disadvantaged producers.
Republican Representative Rodney Davis of Illinois is once again urging President Biden to keep his word to farmers on supporting the renewable fuel standard. Davis made the remarks during the Ag Committee Subcommittee on Commodity Exchanges, Energy, and Credit hearing.
And in June, I sent a letter along with my Republican colleagues to President Biden regarding the rumors that the administration was considering a nationwide waiver of the RFS to cut demand for more combined gallons than all those cut due to the small refinery exemptions issued by the prior administration. And we encouraged the president to keep his 2020 promises to rural America and actually uphold the law.
The EPA has yet to release the renewable fuel obligations, and Davis sent a letter of inquiry to the agency. He has not received a response and says that is concerning.
I hope that this is not an indication of the administration's unwillingness to stand with America's farmers. And further, in March, I sent a letter with my Republican colleagues to the USDA encouraging the department to quickly provide assistance using existing funds to biofuels producers for COVID-related market disruptions. Secretary Vilsack responded to that letter in August, stating that an update to the Pandemic Assistance for Producers program at the USDA would be provided by Labor Day. However, we're still waiting.
This is Inside Agriculture.